So tell me now, do you think of yourself as Scottish and through?
Definitely, definitely.
And your attitude to Scotland?
I beg
and how do you feel about Scotland?
What do I feel about Scotland? Mm. I feel it's my home.
So to
I go to Germany quite a lot now. I went there with a school friend from Germany who went to America. And we got in touch with each other, and he visited me, and I visited him in New York, and he had a house in Florida as well. And he came here, and we went to Germany, to the village. The four of us, him and his wife and my wife, my late wife. And someone heard the people that lived next door to our house had heard that I was there, and they somehow or other found out the hotel I was staying in quite a distance away, and he phoned up and asked to speak to me, and he asked me to come and see him, and I didn't know whether I could. I was going home the following day. I said, well, if I can, I will. If, you know, we were going to the cemetery, and we couldn't go in because it was raining and the grass was higher than I was, so... We went to the village and met these people. And ever since, we've become very good friends. I go there now, average of once or twice a year, and I stay with them. And 2 years ago, they put down memorial stones for my family. And through that, they have now put memorial stones up for every Jewish house in the village that lived there in 1939 and had to leave because of the Nazis. They've put down memorial stones for each and every Jewish, outside each Jewish home.
And were there a lot of Jewish people in your village?
When I left, the 700? When I left, there were 16 families. There was a synagogue as well, which was torn down. They couldn't burn it because I think it would have set the whole village alight. Mm-hmm. So they tore it down. And there's now a memorial plaque where it was. And, well, there's not a lot of people alive now that I knew. There are a few, but not too many, you know.
And how do you feel about Germans today?
Well, I'm very friendly with these people. They couldn't be nicer. My whole family have been there. My children, my grandchildren, we've all been visiting there, and they all like the place. And but we don't have much to do with anyone other than these people. And of course there are some Jewish people who are still there, and we're friendly with them as well. You know, the sons of the woman that helped me after the war to get with my properties, she's got two sons, and they live there, and we're very friendly with them.
And your German, has it come back then?
Yes, my German came back. I speak German like a local.
That shows you. So, Sydney, to finish off now, what would you say were the high points of your life here in Scotland?
My high points? Well, my whole life in Scotland was high, I think. I loved the place. I've always loved it. And I got on very well with the people. And it's just, I just don't know any other place anymore. You know, it's my home.
And the low points, I think. Oh. Is Judaism significant still in your life? Is being Jewish a significant part of your life?
Oh, yes. I'm not an Orthodox Jew, but I'm a Jew. And I was born one, and I will die one.
Well, Sydney, it's been really interesting speaking to you, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sydney, I haven't asked you about your children. They also will be part of the highlights of your life, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. As I say, I had a daughter, my daughter Lorraine. She was born in 1952, and my son was born in 1954. His name is Alan. Both went to... Well, my son went to a private school in Newton Mearns.
Belmont?
Yes, Belmont. And my daughter, she went to a private school in also in Newton Mearns, which was two houses.
Broomley,
yes. And as I say, they grew up. my daughter got married to Victor Coates, and I had two children, Michelle and Richard. Michelle lives in London. She's got two children, that's my great-grandchildren, Maya and Ethan. And Richard, he got married in April last year. And, of course, they haven't got any children yet. Yep, that's it. So I'm blessed with great-grandchildren and five grandchildren.
That's great. And I believe Alan's very good at golf.
Yes, he's a five handicap.
Is Alan married?
Is married, been married and divorced.
I see. Does he have any children?
He's got two children. One adopted.
I see.
And Alan, I believe, is a keen golfer, as you were. You were.
He's more keen than I was.
Were you involved in Bonington, the Jewish golf club, from early on? Have you been involved for a long time with Bonington?
Yes, I've been in Bonington quite a long time. I'm now a live member. I was for several years on the committee as house convener. And yes, I was quite involved with it, yeah.
I suppose you've given up golf now?
90%, yeah. Yes.
You do a bit of bowling, is that right?
I do bowling, yes.
Yeah, good.
In Thistle Club, you know, Jewish care.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.